Why don't we start on the cover with some fair?
Well, the fair has a lot to do with farms, and farms always need a tractor, and if they're big and bright and red with a little boy on them, well, who can resist? And our photographer, Maggie Adams, got a great shot of this young man. And we also have a lot of other photos on our website at LasCrucesBulletin.com.
And it seems that every industry is suffering from driver shortages, and that applies to school bus drivers all over the country. Tell us what you're seeing here in Las Cruces.
Well, the company that is contracted to drive our kids to school is STS of New Mexico, and they're struggling to fill positions, and so they're having to double shifts. The company owner's driving a bus, and it's affecting the wait times for the students, and there's a lot of ripple effects to it.
And when you think of families in need, you don't always think of all of the things they need, and in this case, it's a bed to sleep on.
Right. You know, Wanda Bowman at Ashley Furniture, they have a program called the Hope to Dream Project. They take letters from the community, and she just is heartsick at all the times she sees all the different situations. You know, there was a family who lost everything in the flood in La Union and said, any way you can spare a bed? And so through this program, she was able to get one of these youth beds for them and many others. So it's a good program, and you're right, it's not one that people think of often, but it's serious.
And lots of Las Cruces on a hunger strike for a good cause.
Right. Casa de Peregrinos began this strike fundraiser 3 years ago, and they had 7 people participating trying to raise money. And this year it ballooned to 54 participants, and they had a goal of $50,000, and they beat that, and I think they're still bringing in some money for that. It's the idea, the concept of not eating for 24 hours, doing a fast, just to get a little glimpse into the lives of people who don't have the choice to make on that.
Did you participate in that yourself?
Yes, I did. In fact, I've done it all 3 years they've had it.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you, and thank all everybody who donated.
And staying on the charitable theme, a preview for Coats for Kids.
Right. We've all been a little appreciative of the nip in the air that comes with the beginning of fall, but once it starts getting serious, again, just like children in our community without beds, without meals, there's a lot of kids who don't have a good coat to keep them warm. And so this project has been rocking and rolling for 27 years, and they're ready to do it again.
Mm-hmm. And moving on, we have already had our, quote, new city manager in Las Cruces for a year on the job.
Right. Ethel Peely came to town a little over a year ago, and our reporter Mike Cook sat down with Mr. Peely and got the highs and lows of the last year and what he's looking forward to in year two, now that he's got some familiarity with our community under his belt.
And what can you tell us about arts and entertainment for this week?
Well, it's a variety, and things are picking up just like they should and often do in the fall when school's back in session. And Doñana Arts Council had its recent community awards, and we've got a report on that. We preview what's coming to the Mesilla Valley Fine Arts Gallery. And then we look at the Big Read event, which is coming to town, and it's going to feature U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. And then we've got a report on the upcoming Renaissance Arts Fair. So things are starting to pick back up in the arts and entertainment scene.
Moving on to the business section, the 10 by 25 conference is coming up. Tell us about it.
That's hosted by Doñana Community College, and it highlights the latest industry and advancements for the entertainment and games industry. You know, here in southern New Mexico, economic developers are looking at that as a real opportunity for us, because we've got a lot of brain power from both DACC and NMSU, and we've got Ganymede Games here, so we're hoping to foster that growth here, because it's a clean industry, and it doesn't need a lot of extra energy. And that's just a sampling. There's a lot more in our printed edition and on our website, LasCrucesBulletin.com, and you can check us out on social media, too.
All right, Richard, thanks for the preview, and have a great week.
You too, Casey. Thanks a lot.